Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Hump Day Wednesday morning. It's January 2nd, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:36 a.m. And we want to remind you that you can also reach out and connect with the OPT Network at our offices located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. And you can zip it up with 71302, or you can simply phone our offices by dialing 318-445-5658. That's how you can get all your correspondence, all your books, all the information that you'd like for us to have or that you'd like to share with us. That's how you can reach out to us. Or you can go to our website, once again, at www.onpointcxmas.com. And there is an entry form that you can click on and you can send us instant messages via email. So those are just a few of the ways that you can connect with us. And in this upcoming year, we are doing all sorts of great things to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. I want to switch gears just a little bit this morning before we get right on point and to let you know that it is cold outside. It's a little bit windy. Kids are still off for holiday vacation, so we want to remind you to stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. I think that there are probably still people that are scurrying in and around town. And so we just want to encourage you, especially in the South traffic circle, slow down. Make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. It just pays to be careful. And over the holidays, we've seen a couple of really bad accidents, and it gives us pause, and we want to encourage you to stay off of the mobile devices while you're traveling in and stay engaged. And I know it's tough because we're all multitasking, but it's necessary, and we like to remind you, so we hope that you'll take that to heart. Well, this morning, we've got a really incredibly interesting show, and we can't wait to share this writer's work with you. It grabbed our attention, and we know that it will grab yours, especially as we kick off the new year. And you know, we've been talking about resolutions or not resolutions, and really sort of giving you some ideas about how to go about making this year more successful than last year. And, you know, sometimes those big resolutions, sometimes they hurt us, I think, more than they help us, because sometimes they backfire. Well, long story short, we were reading this article in Oprah Magazine, O Magazine, and the article was so compelling that we wanted to bring the author of the article to you and share her article with you, because we think that it's going to help people by and large to deal with those emotions that maybe hold us back. And the article is entitled When Envy Strikes: How to Put Jealousy to Good Use. We're going to introduce you to the author and the article And we're going to have an incredible conversation. You know, we talk about hating and we talk about those attitudes that hold us down. Well, come to find out there is a science behind the whole issue. And we're going to be talking about that. And it is a conversation that every single person should engage in and should let soak down into your psyche. I think we believe that starting with these kind of conversations, it's going to make us all better. So we're excited to introduce you to the lady that has written the article, to talk about the article, and to explore how we can get better by understanding our own emotions. We want you to stay on point. It's 7:40 a.m. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens of critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance, such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it's 7:46 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8:46 Eastern Time. It's Hump Day Wednesday, January 2nd. And this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas. All you've got to do for more information is phone 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Also, Selah Beauty Supply. If you're looking for the best in all of your beauty needs, Selah Beauty Supply is where you can find it. They're located at 4011 Lakeside Drive. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, at the top of the show, I told you that we were going to be joined by an incredible woman who has written for various different national publications. And let me introduce you to her. Her name is Christy Ashwaden. She is an award-winning freelance writer and editor. She is a contributing editor for Runner's World and was a contributing editor for Health from 2000 to 2010. Her work has appeared in more than 60 publications, including the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, the Washington Post, and O Magazine. She is the author of When Envy Strikes. It's an article that was published in O Magazine and also on Oprah.com, How to Put Jealousy to Good Use. And we welcome Christy for her very first time to the OPT Network. Christy, good morning and welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Carlette.
And so, Christy, you have written for numerous publications, and one of the articles that really caught our attention was the one that was written for Oprah Magazine, When Envy Strikes, How to Put Jealousy to Good Use. I want you to talk about, first of all, Christy, how that article was born in you.
Sure. Well, I think everyone's felt envy at some point or another. It's a very human emotion. But I started becoming interested in envy sort of as a topic a few years ago. I was teaching a writing workshop in Telluride, and there was this wonderful, delightful poet named Rosemary Wattola Traumer, who was sort of leading the workshop and putting it together. And I went down to the workshop. I hadn't met Rosemary before, ever. Mm-hmm. And I got down there, and she was just this gorgeous, beautiful person, and the kind of presence where she walks into the room and just all eyes turn to her, and she was just a marvelous person, but sort of one of those people that just seems, you know, to glow.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that she said to me when I walked into the room was, "Oh, Christy Ashwaden, it's so great to meet you, to finally meet you. I wrote a poem about you."
Wow.
And I thought, oh my God, you wrote a poem, you don't even know me. Like, who are you? And
uh-huh.
You're this beautiful, like, what do you know about me? Like,
mm-hmm.
I think you're wonderful. And anyway, and the poem was about envy. And of course, she didn't know me at that point. What she knew was, well, what had happened was, on the same day that she had gotten a rejection for a book of poetry that she had submitted, I had sent her my bio for the workshop. She was putting together a flyer, and it had all these things on it about how I was a skier and, you know, I live on a in Western Colorado here in a similar place. And then it sort of listed all these publications that I write for, including mm-hmm. Oprah Magazine. And that was someplace that she had always wanted to write for. And it just struck her, you know, I think we've all had this happen where mm-hmm. you're feeling kind of crappy about yourself. And then you see this person doing what you want to do. And it can make you feel pretty bad about yourself. And that's what had happened to her.
Wow.
Anyway, but so she recited on site. She recited this poem to me. And then she told me that she had already, you know, she's very well known around Colorado. And she had recited it and been invited to speak, and she recited this poem at a bunch of award ceremonies and different things. So she had already been performing this mm-hmm. poem that I didn't even know about. But I just thought, oh my gosh, if someone as amazing as she is can feel envy towards little old me, like, I need to think about envy here. Like, something, you know, mm-hmm. you know, this has some sort of insight that I need to think about.
Wow.
The other thing that I'll say is it was extremely uncomfortable for me, you know, to find out that this person that I really admired envied me. Because, first of all, I thought, wow, maybe this is someone that I can become friends with, and I really admired her.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she had sort of put me on this pedestal, that made things awkward, you know. And in fact, researchers have a term for this. They call it stuck, sensitivity about being the target of a threatening upward comparison.
Wow.
And sort of this feeling of, you know, it was clear to me that I'd made her feel kind of lousy about herself. And, you know, she's such a delightful person. The fact that she wrote the poem and that she was performing it, I mean, it really told me immediately that she was sort of the kind of person who could get over it. And she didn't have any bad feelings toward me at that point. And yet at the same time, it doesn't feel good to know that you've made someone feel bad about themselves.
But you know what strikes me, Christy, the most about that conversation and that meeting is that you guys didn't know each other at all. You mm-hmm. became the target for her of somebody that was living their dreams and writing for not only Oprah Magazine, but, you know, all of these wonderful publications. And those were things that she, too, wished for herself.
Yeah, and I think an important insight, the fact that she didn't know me.
Right.
Because it's really important to understand that when you're feeling envy towards someone, usually, first of all, you have unrealistic, I mean, none of us really know what's happening to other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially someone who is, you know, your closest friend or something. And I will say that Rosemary has become one of my dearest, closest friends in the whole world since then. This is probably 4 years ago now that this happened, and she's just become, like I said, one of my closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're feeling envy towards someone, it's usually the straw person, you know, it's not the person as they really are. You project all these things on them, you know. So she thought, well, if only I was writing for O Magazine, my life would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of intuitively know that that's not true, and yet it's so easy to fall into that emotional trap where you think, well, if I just, you know, achieve this or that,
right,
and have this or that. And for all she knew, I was miserable and hated writing for these places. I mean, that didn't happen to be the case,
right,
you know, in this sense. But you really, it's never, one of the things about envy that's important to understand is that envy is never about the person being envied. It's about the envier. And envy is actually, when you're feeling envy, it's a really great opportunity to gain some insight on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a chance to say, okay, what's really going on here? Because it usually has some clues for yourself. So I'll just give you an example. And this is one that I wrote about in the Oprah article. A good friend of mine, someone I really admire, she's a fantastic writer.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote a book proposal and got an enormous advance for this. Just, I mean, the kind of, you know, basically the kind of thing that every writer dreams of happening happened to my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, some researchers, we kind of came up with a name for this, frenzy. It's when, you know, someone you really like, your friend, something wonderful happens to your friend, and you feel really happy for them, but you also feel really envious and kind of jealous. And it's,
right,
you know, in a way, it can make it almost worse because you like them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, and so this gets me to another point, and that is researchers have identified two different types of envy.
But before you go there, Christy, let me just stop you, because you talked about your friend. And you talked about her getting this enormous book advance. And you talked about the way that you felt a little bit envious of her. And what I loved in the article the most is that you were able to own your truth and deal with it and then begin to break down this emotion. This emotion that if we're honest and if we all will own our truth, we all have it somewhere.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Rosemary had this great phrase that I really liked, name it to tame it. And it's so true. I mean, the first step was just saying, oh, wait a second, you know, because this malicious envy that researchers talk about, it's the kind of envy where you want to tear that person down. And, you know, it's making you feel bad about yourself. So you want to, you know, when you feel that way, you want to make it go away. So you want to, like, come up with all the reasons why they don't deserve it, or they're a bad person, or it's not fair, or, you know, whatever. But the first step is just saying, wait a second, I'm feeling this. Like, this is envy. I don't actually hate her. And in fact, it made me feel worse, you know, when I realized this person that I really liked, I was having these awful feelings for. But when I said, wait a second, this is envy, it's a really good way of just stopping it right in its tracks. I said, no, I don't want to be that person. You know, I don't want to be the girlfriend who's tearing my friend, you know, talking about her behind her back, et cetera. And so it was a really powerful way of turning it around and saying, no, wait a second, I'm actually really happy for my friend. And, you know, that's kind of the first step towards taming envy, is to just acknowledge it and realize it, and honor the fact that you're feeling that way. I think that that's okay, too. You don't have to pretend you're not feeling it. But I think the better strategy is to just say, hey, this is what I'm feeling. And, wow, I don't really want to feel that way. So how can I turn it around?
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to explore how the article presents information on the effects of envy, an ugly emotion, but an emotion that can really help us if we really own our truth and understand the dynamics and the research behind it. We want you to stay on point. This is an incredible conversation. We're back right after this.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com, or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Dr. Maya Angelou.
Mrs. Flowers invited me to her house. She said, Maya, I don't think you like poetry. She said, you don't like it. You will never love poetry until you speak it, until you feel it come across your tongue, over your teeth, out of your lips. You will never love poetry. And I have it. I hardly stopped speaking since then. I seem to have been speaking everywhere. And that's a blessing right there.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it's the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock. It's Hump Day Wednesday. And this segment is sponsored by Terra Home. For the best gifts, the best home decor, they're located at 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. We want to remind you that St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital has state-of-the-art technology caring for our community. And they also still have those free mammograms. So if you are uninsured or underinsured, we want you to phone 318-487-1122 and ask about your free mammogram. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're having an incredible conversation with Christy Ashwaten, and she is an award-winning freelance writer and editor, and she is written for over 60 publications, and she has an incredible article that caught our attention that we thought was perfect for this new year, and it's called When Envy Strikes, How to Put Jealousy to Good Use. And Christy, before we went to the break, I was talking about the fact that I really loved the way that you were able to own your truth about your friend Sharon, which is a pseudonym for the article, that Sharon had received a book deal and she had received an enormous book signing deal. And you were a little bit jealous of that, or jealous of that. I mean, it's the word is even hard to say. But my point about that conversation or that thought was that you were able to own your truth and you were able to write about it. And the whole idea is to get people everywhere listening to this conversation to own their truth so that they can confront it. How did you do that? How were you able to dig down in yourself and say, you know what? I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well, you know, jealousy, that kind of envy is a really ugly feeling. And I don't think that it's anything anyone wants to feel, I mean, myself included. And so when I caught myself feeling that way, I would just say, wait a second. You know, there's sort of this ugly side to that where you sort of want to tear that person down or find fault with them. And I thought, you know, I just stopped myself and I said, no, you know, this is my friend who I care about dearly, and I want to feel happy for her. I do, in fact, feel happy for her. And that's the thing. I really was happy for her. It was just that I wanted to, you know, be happy for myself having done that too, right?
Right.
And
you were happy really... for her, but.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but like I was saying earlier, envy is never about the person being envied. It's about you. And so what I did is I said, wait a second, what is this telling me about me? What's really going on here? Because what was going on wasn't about my friend at all. It actually had nothing to do with her. I was upset at myself because I wasn't doing, you know, I had a book proposal that I wanted to do. I had a book that I wanted to do. I had some pet projects that I kept telling myself I was going to get to. And I wasn't. I wasn't doing them. And so I wasn't. It wasn't even that I was envious of the book deal. I mean, not to say that I wouldn't like that money.
Right.
But what she had that I didn't was that she had actually sat down and gotten the work done. And that was something that I hadn't been able to do myself.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing that really took a lot of the sort of pain of that envy away, because I realized, wait a second, this is about me. It's not about her. And so that allowed me to kind of take the feelings.
And when did you decide, when did you really come to that revelation that it was not about your friend, but it was indeed about you? How did you get there?
I think I really just thought it through a little bit. I mean, I don't think that these things are usually very hidden. It's really about being honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that can be a hard thing to do because mm-hmm. it's really, you know, it's an ugly truth about yourself. And it's something you, like I said, no one wants to feel this kind of envy. And so the fact that you're feeling it, you know, isn't something that you want to feel proud of. It's mm-hmm. not something that you want to go around telling people. Although I did find that, you know, when I was feeling this way about her, I mean, there were a couple of times when I had, you know, we had mutual friends, and I think all of us were a little bit envious of this. And
mm-hmm.
once in a while, we'd be talking and saying something, and if I caught myself wanting to say anything, I would just say it straight out. No, wait a second, I'm just envious.
Mm.
Actually, I'm really
just call it out. Just call it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, mm-hmm. was there ever a point, Christy, where you were able to say to your friend just straight up, you know, you got this deal and I wanted one too, and I've been a writer and I've wanted to do the same thing, and I'm jealous. Were you able to go to her openly and just say that?
I did actually have a conversation with her after the story came out. I showed her the story and we talked about it a little bit, and you know, she reacted the same way I reacted to Rosemary. It's,
uh-huh.
it's horrifying to know that someone feels this way, and part of the reason is that, you know, we've all felt this, and you know, the ugliness that can come with that, those feelings. And you don't want to think that anyone feels that way about you,
mm-hmm.
that someone's trying to tear you down. And so, you know, it made her very uncomfortable. But the other thing that she told me is like, hey, wait a second, you know, it's not as rosy as you think it is,
mm.
you know. So she got this big advance, but then she had all this pressure to deliver a great book, which she did.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's not an easy position to be in. And, you know, things hadn't, not everything had turned out like she wanted, or, you know, basically it was the same sort of thing that had happened with me and Rosemary. And that is, you know, Rosemary had made these assumptions about me that just weren't right. It was her projecting herself. And I had done the same thing with my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a really good sort of reality check.
Did you recognize it at that moment when you shared it with your friend that Rosemary had done the same thing, that, you know, that you had been in this exact same situation except for on the other side of the coin? Did you recognize it at that moment?
I did. And I think that the experience with Rosemary really helped me see it, you know, from the other side,
mm-hmm.
and recognize just how silly it is, in the sense that, you know, you're making assumptions, you know, you're creating a person who doesn't exist. That person that Rosemary wrote about in the poem isn't me. And
right.
and it's funny because she knew that, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I think the act for her, the act of writing that poem, helped her confront that in the same way and recognize that, hey, this isn't about you.
Right.
And
so as you started exploring this whole idea of, you know, when envy strikes and how to put that jealousy to good use, did you find that there were an overwhelming number of people who had these very same emotions, but were either too prideful or too afraid to express that they were actually envious of another?
Yeah, I did. I actually got an enormous amount of reader mail about this article. And the interesting thing, though, and I also wrote about it on my blog, sort of about the poems and some things like that. And it got some, you know, both things got some comments online, but I got far more email and sort of letters to me directly. And it was almost as if people aren't quite comfortable saying it
mm-hmm.
out loud. And one of the really instructive things for me was that when I was writing the Oprah article, I interviewed some of the world's, you know, leading researchers on
mm-hmm.
this topic. And one of them told me a story about envy that she had felt towards a colleague. And I wanted to use that anecdote in my story. And she said, oh, no, I don't want you to print that. And so if this person who studies envy for
mm-hmm.
a living can't admit or doesn't want to admit publicly
right.
her own feelings of envy, I think that's just really telling.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. But when we come back, okay. I want to talk about the psychologist that identified the very two very distinct kinds of envy. And we're going to tell you what they are right after this. Stay on point.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Grammy-nominated recording artist, Angie Stone.
And I said to Angie, is all the women that you helped, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, I mean, the list is endless. How do you keep yourself focused, maintain that poise and that focus to help all these women that were going to superstardom?
Well, the one thing I learned early in life is jealousy gets you nowhere. The one thing that bothered me in this industry is how female groups tend to break up after one or two albums. They didn't have the same power that men had. So I made it a point to prove that as women, we have to be supportive of each other and not be catty, because every time one of us makes it, it gives life to the next one.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life, plus all of the channels that you desire by dialing 318-767-2220 and the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. If you're just joining us, we're starting the new year off just a little bit differently. What we want to do is we want to help people to get in touch with their real truth. And I think that there's no better way to do that than to start with envy and jealousy and how they affect us and how really real they are, not only the emotion, but the research behind jealousy. And so we are joined this morning by Christy Ashwaden. Her article is entitled, When Envy Strikes, How to Put Jealousy to Good Use. It was an article written in Oprah Magazine. And Christy, before we went to the break, we were talking about all of these issues in terms of jealousy. And when I hear that playback, I really think of women in jealousy because we do tend to be more catty than our male counterparts in that whole emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm. Yep.
Go ahead.
I think that, you know, men are probably more outwardly, it's maybe almost socially more acceptable for men to be competitive and women sort of, have a tendency to want to hide it or to pretend, oh, no, I'm not competitive with her.
Right.
Whereas men, it's more out in the open, right?
Mm-hmm. Like I caught more fish than you.
Right.
Right. And it seems like it's even more socially acceptable for men to be, quote unquote, competitive. And then when women are display that same competitiveness, it's really looked at as being catty. But in the article, you did have lots of research to support the whole idea of the distinct types of envy. And I want you to talk about what they are.
Sure. So the first one is called malicious envy. And this is the one that I think we usually think of first. And that's where, you know, you're envying this person. You feel like they don't deserve it, or you want to somehow, your tendency is to want to tear them down.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have something that you want, and you just won't feel good about yourself until they no longer have it.
Wow.
This is an ugly feeling. And as we were saying earlier, no one wants to feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's another kind of envy, and researchers call this benign envy. And it's almost, I like to think of it as aspirational envy. So it's like the kind of envy where you think, wow, that person's done something I'd really like to do, or they have this thing that I would really like to have. But instead of feeling like you don't want them to have it, you feel like, okay, if they can achieve that, mm-hmm. then maybe I can too. And you kind of look at it as a model for yourself, like, how can I do that? How mm-hmm. can I follow in their footsteps? And I think there's a really important concept here, and that is, you know, the way that I think of it is that no one can be a better me than I am.
Absolutely.
And so I don't need someone to fail for me to succeed myself. And someone else's success does not in any way take away from me and who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just reminding ourselves of this can be really helpful in these situations. It can help you realize, okay, maybe I'm feeling malicious envy. You know, my friend with a book deal, my envy, I'll be completely honest, it started off as the malicious type. But in just mm-hmm. sort of naming it and recognizing it, I was able to turn it around into the benign type and to think, okay, you know, maybe it's not realistic for me to think that I could, you know, have the monetary success that she had with this, but I can use what she's done as inspiration to finish my own projects and to do the things that I want to do. And that was a really positive way of looking at it, and it turned something ugly into a very positive emotion.
And so how freeing was it for you when you finally admitted to yourself and to your friend just exactly how you were feeling?
Oh, enormously. In part because it made me realize, okay, it's not really about her, it's about me, and here's what I need to do. I mean, it showed me the path out, you know, the way out, which was that I needed to focus on my own projects, that
mm-hmm.
I needed to stop worrying about her and just get my own work done.
Absolutely. And for so many people, Christy, I think that that's really the hard part. The hard part is to stop focusing on what your friend is doing, or even like Rosemary, somebody that you don't even know, or that they don't know you, so busy focusing on what they're doing. And we were just saying that this morning as we were driving in, you know, focusing on others takes your focus off of yourself. And so when that happens, I don't know if you ever really get to that self-truth. And I think that that is why I love the article so amazingly much, because it deals so much with truth and really breaking that down.
Yeah, that's right. You have to just recognize your own truths, and it's really about being honest with yourself.
Absolutely. And so psychologists had a lot to say about the psychology of envy and jealousy, and really how painful and what a real emotion that is, and how it causes actual pain.
It does. And in fact, there's one study that some scientists did looking sort of at envy in the brain, and they found that just feeling envy sort of activated the same regions in the brain as pain did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually, you know, suggests that it really is physically painful to feel that way.
Absolutely. And so I'm thinking that for people that are listening, especially and we've been talking a lot about resolutions and people that will resolve or have resolved to do new things and things that they have been having on their list for years and years and years, but how you can get to how you can't get to those things on your list really until you deal with your own truth. And until you start dealing in truth, I don't think anything really happens. Not really.
And so
for you, name it and tame it. You begin to start to tame these emotions, but not before going through a lot of the science of the whole idea of envy, you know, this malicious and this benign sort of jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's research on this, sort of looking at societies, you know, and how people, in areas where people tend to be very envious, or they tend to, in societies that sort of nurture this malicious envy versus a benign envy, this malicious envy, I mean, it can tear down a whole community. If people feel like, you know, they've looked at farmers, I can't remember where it was, but if people felt like the one farmer who was doing well was really, you know, they didn't like that, and they felt this malicious envy where they wanted to tear down that person, then no one succeeds. Whereas if they look at that as inspiration and say, hey, what's that guy doing? How can we do that too? And use it as an opportunity to spread that knowledge and to help everyone, then those communities thrive. And I think that's a really good way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of looking at it as a negative, look at those other people's successes as inspiration and as sort of a roadmap for how you can get there too.
Absolutely. Do you think, though, even after going through all the research and knowing what you know and going through it personally, it is a process, and it's easy to look at the research, and it was really easy for me to read it and understand it, but I often wonder how many people are actually able to implement, you know, really able to implement, to tell their truth, to own their truth, and then start their journey, you know?
Yeah, it's not a comfortable thing. And I know, you know, it wasn't always comfortable to write about it. I mean, I did have some friends who told me, are you sure you want to write about this? And, you know, who kind of warned me, like, I don't know if I would write that story. And so, you know, there is a big, big hurdle to get over there. And that is, you know, we don't like to always reveal these ugly things about ourselves. But there's a real, you know, trust me, you'll feel better.
And wasn't there real freedom, though? I don't know. I just felt the real freedom and the real liberation that came from reading the article. Just the liberation of saying it. I am jealous of my friend because she has what I want.
Yeah.
But then breaking it down. Breaking it down and saying, you know what? God doesn't love her any more than he loves me.
Right, and I think that it's really important to realize, too, that sometimes the thing that they have that you want isn't the thing that you think it is.
Mm.
So, you know, so for instance, you know, I didn't really, you know, I wasn't so much envious of all the things that had happened to my friend with this big book deal. The thing that I was actually envious of was that she was able to complete this project. you know, whereas I was working on something that I was really struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
And so really thinking about it, you know, it's important to just understand that it may not be the thing that you think you're envying may not be exactly that same thing. You know, Rosemary thought that she was envying me being in Oprah magazine, but what she was really envying was just this feeling of sort of outside, you know, being published somewhere where she could, you know, have some sort of prestige or whatever. And I just want to mention that after all of this happened, Rosemary had a poem published in Oprah magazine.
And
the funny thing was that she was convinced I had something to do with it, and I had nothing to do with it. No, the way that I found out about it was I opened the magazine and saw her poem. But she was convinced, you know, that she hadn't really, you know, that this was just, I had told them they had to publish this, and I had nothing to do with it. And, yeah, there again, it's another thing of, like, you think the world works one way, but it really doesn't.
Wow. That is amazing. And so, Christy, tell people where they can check out your blog and your website and how they can connect with you and all of the amazing things that you have written and that you will write.
Sure. Yeah, my website is ChristyAschwanden.com, which is ChristyAschwanden. And my blog, it's a group blog, there's 12 of us, is lastwordonnothing.com. And so you can find me there. And if you go to lastwordonnothing.com and search for envy, or I think the title of the blog is To Hell with Grass, I have a post there. And in fact, you can read the poems that Rosemary, so I don't think that I mentioned, so Rosemary wrote this poem about me, and so I wrote one back to her. And those poems are on the blog.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's lastwordonnothing.com. If you search for Christy and Envy or something like that, you should be able to find it. It was published earlier this year.
And so before we've got to let you go, Christy, I want you to share with our listeners what you think or what you hope is the most important part of this article on envy. What do you hope that people will really take away from the effects of envy?
I think just the ability to be honest with yourself and to be able to feel good about yourself without needing someone else to feel bad, you know, without mm-hmm. feeling bad about someone else. It's really, you know, getting back to this idea that no one can be a better me than I am. You know, tell yourself that, remind yourself, because it's really true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Christy Aschwanden, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning and the earliest part with us right here.
Yes.
On the official OPT network, and people can look for your articles in O Magazine and numerous publications. She's also on our website if you want to connect with her. Christy, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back on point after this. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years.
A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength. And unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The State of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. For all of your home, auto, and life, banking, insurance, banking needs, you can phone Kyle at 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, if you're just joining us, we were just joined by Christy Oshwaden. She is a writer for many, many national periodicals, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, and Oprah Magazine. And when we saw the article on jealousy, we just wanted to start the new year off, not by talking about how we're eating and what we've eaten and changing our diets, but when envy strikes, how to really put jealousy to good use. And we started really thinking about the idea of jealousy. And as we read the article and looked at the research and then began to research it more, psychologists have really found that jealousy is a very real emotion. A very real emotion. And what I began to understand is that, and I keep going back to New Year's resolutions because I think that the main reason why many people are not successful in resolving what they want to resolve for the coming year, for the past year, from years past, is because they never deal with their real feelings. And if you are secretly or even overtly, openly jealous of someone else until you confront. And Christy called it name it to tame it. Until you name it to tame it, you cannot conquer it. And what I loved most was Christy's truth and the truth that she was able to share with her friend. Her friend. It's one thing to be jealous of someone that you really don't know, but to be jealous of a friend, secretly jealous of a friend, is something that can rip a friendship apart. It's something that can rip a person apart, the person that's carrying that emotion. And really, when you really dissect the whole idea of jealousy, it's really that that person has something that you want, or they are doing something that you would like to do. And we've been talking about the idea of each person having gifts and talents and gifted in certain areas. And I had said this before a couple of days ago. They were both writers. Christy is a writer. Her friend is a writer. You know, are you willing to do what others are willing to do to have what they have? And in most cases, we would look at procrastination. We would look at fear. We would look at all the emotions that surround why you or I are not doing the things that our hearts desire. And when other people do it, then we find reasons why they're not good enough or why they shouldn't be doing it. And it's really just jealousy. And until we get past that, and I'm speaking to all who are listening, but I'm speaking most especially to women. Because as Christy said, with men, it comes across as more of a competitive stance where men are competitors. And it is natural, society would say, for men to be competitors. And women are competitors as well. But until we start looking at our own selves and identifying our own truths, I believe that it is a sickness, that until we get rid of it, until we confront it, we carry it into a new year, we carry it into a new day. And then the thing about it is you know that it's devilish because you can never admit it. You see, so what it does is it secretly eats away at you like a cancer because you never admit it. And then what you do is you pretend. We go into this pretense like we're happy for that person and you're really not. And only you know, because it's a secret that you're keeping with yourself. And so when I saw the identification of truth about an issue that is hard to say, and even as Christy and I were talking off air, I said, maybe you were a little bit jealous. It's even hard to say. No, I was a lot jealous. I was jealous of my friend because she had a book deal, and her book deal was really huge, and her book signing was huge, you know, and I was jealous because I wanted to be in her shoes. But then when she looked at what her friend had to go through to write this book and the abuse that she had to talk to and to discuss and the pressure to churn out a book that was successful, it made her think. But so as we embark upon this new year, and everybody is filled with such excitement, such glee for what the year will bring, this conversation, I hope, will begin to strip away at truth. And that sister sickness, that sickness that we have for our sisters, sometimes our own blood sisters, but our sisters as a generation, we hope that we will begin to unpeel and unveil truth. Because I'm going to tell you, till you start walking in your own truth, you will never see the manifestation of the beautiful fruit that is your destiny. It's all about truth. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and you're on point.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 8:42 a.m., Also, this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit Union with a Heart. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish. And Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're just joining us, we're wrapping up an incredible conversation with Christy Oshwaden. Name of her article is When Envy Strikes. And you know, I was sitting down during the break and I was telling DC, you can almost feel the stillness in the spirit of people wondering really how to feel about these kinds of conversations. But I almost guarantee you that if we don't in the new year come to grips with our own self-truth, whether it's about jealousy, whether it's about whatever it's about, you really won't get to those goals and those things that you're resolving to do in the new year. And I was thinking during the break about situations of my own self and how I have felt jealous of people and one lady in particular. And I did what Christy said. You know, I had to own that truth and I had to share that with her for my own freedom, because I think that jealousy is devilish. And what it does is it's secretly there. And anytime you hold a secret, that secret, DC, almost always serves to seek and destroy. It serves to come in and just really destroy the good things that are in store for each of us. And so it happened when I was working at a department store, local department store, Dillard's, and this lady would come in all the time or whenever she chose, and she could absolutely buy anything that she wanted. And people would shower her with gifts, and she just, you know, she would always pay with cash or a credit card. I'm sorry, cash or a check. No credit cards. She had not a credit card. And so what she was buying, it was hers. She didn't have to go through the payment process and paying for it forever. It was hers. And then she got this coat that I wanted. And I was, you know, I was struggling. I mean, I couldn't just buy what I wanted when I wanted. I had to wait for a thing to go on sale, and then I had to pray that it would be there when it went on sale. And then I had to not only pray for it to go on sale, but it needed to be on sale and then an extra off of the sale. And this lady could buy whatever handbag she wanted. She could buy whatever coat she wanted. And one day I just said to her, I said, I think I'm jealous. And it was so freeing. And I apologized. We talked about it in love. And she is someone that I consider a friend, somebody that I love and care about. And it was just so freeing for me. And she said, you know, it was just a weight off of me. And those are just little things. And sometimes we get jealous of big things and people that have what you'd like to have. And it seems like you're just in the race and you're working harder than them and you're praying harder than them and you're doing more than what they're doing. And they seem to have all of the things that you want effortlessly. But really what we don't really see is we don't see the story behind what you just see. You just see somebody that has everything that you want. They live in the neighborhood that you want to live in or have the kind of house that you want to have. They've got your dream car, and their lives seem to be perfect. But you have no idea what's on the inside or the other side. And so I think that when we really just make those self-professions and self-confessions of this is how I feel, then we get past it. Then we begin to move forward into the next thing. And so instead of starting with the diets and getting back on track, I think we have to get ourselves on track. There is an emotional diet that we've got to follow, because on the outside, you can make it look perfect, but the inside could be really a ruin. And so I think before we start talking about what we're eating and what we ate and how many pounds that we packed on over the holidays, I think that our journey to greatness, our journey, as the coach said yesterday, Clemson's coach said, the door of greatness is there, but all we have to do is step through it. And so the door of greatness is there for each of us. And the question is whether we will shed the sickness. And I'm telling you that envy and jealousy, no matter how we package it, malicious or benign, and she says the benign envy, we can look at it as aspirational. We aspire to do what others are doing. But we have to be careful that we're living in real truth and that we're not being malicious, that we're not being so green with envy that it prevents us from doing the next thing that we're supposed to do. And so I believe that the emotional diet is the diet that we've all got to start with. We got to get our emotional closets and our emotional selves cleaned out. And once we do that, I think the rest will follow, whether it's you want to lose weight, you want to start a business, you want to start school, whatever it is that you desire to do, it can happen. But you know what? It starts on the inside. It's 8:49, everybody. It's Hump Day Wednesday. And yeah, You're on point.
You don't spend. I swear she must believe it's all heaven sent. Hey boy, you better bring a check around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty low down.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team In Opelousas, you can phone them at 337-942-9939. In Bunkie, 318-346-2540. And McDonald's of Pineville. Well, although it's Hump Day Wednesday, I don't know about you, but it feels like Monday. Yesterday felt like Sunday to me, I guess, with the holiday following. At the first of the week, it's kind of hard to get your stride, but we hope that you've got your momentum going. And we really need that momentum for the whole week. But you know what? We're excited for what the new year will bring. And we've got a lot of great guests set up. We've got a lot of great guests that we're working to set up because we believe that people from all parts of the country have an impartation to make to the listeners that are a part of the OPT network and people that listen to the show. And we want to start with good, hard-hitting information that just makes you say, just makes you think, do I do that? I know sometimes you can get so self-righteous, DC, that you will lie to yourself and you will say, I ain't hating. Oh, no. I ain't hating. And I tell you, the person who opens up their mouth and says that the quickest is the person that's probably hating the most. Stop saying it. And just begin to process. Am I doing that? Am I jealous of what you think another person is doing? And until you can really be gut-wrenchingly honest with yourself, I am telling you, I truly believe that the miracle will never ever happen for you. You will watch people around you systematically that you think in your mind's eye don't deserve it, get it. And it starts with not being self-righteous. So full of yourself and your own rightness and your own ideas of what are right that you fail to come to grips with the truth. I am telling you, this emotional diet is something that just dropped into my world just like that. Gotta start the emotional diet of understanding your own self and your own shortcomings and admit those things. And then you start to work on it. Then you start to confront it. Until you do that, you're going to be walking around saying, oh, I ain't hating. And you're going to be the number one hater. I tell you what, we've got some great stuff coming. And I'm going to tell you what, if you stand with what we said last year and you don't quit, no matter what it looks like, no matter what happens, if you don't quit, I'm telling you, you're going to win. We're going to win. And we just keep saying it, don't quit. I don't care what it looks like. If you're just headed in this morning, you're only a couple of minutes from 9 o'clock. I hope you're wrapped up tight. This is that cold and flu season where it's really bad for people. So make sure that you're engaged. Make sure that you're bundled up good. And make sure that you have the best Hump Day Wednesday ever. We want to thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Be an agent of change in 2013, because remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For David Christmas, for Deuce Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Hump Day Wednesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Point Thursday.
To the vicious heart. You got it. Keep humming. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live.